Feminist author fantasizes about killing a certain number of men each week to defeat patriarchy. By Alam Bokhari on October 7, 2019. Feminist author Mona El-Tahawi raised the idea of killing a certain number of men each week in order to ensure the end of patriarchy. In an interview promoting a new book that defends the use of violence against men. I ask people to imagine, now I'm using this word imagine, and I'm underlining it three times, a scenario in which we kill a certain number of men every week, said El-Tahawi in a recent interview with the left-wing, state-funded Canadian broadcaster CBC. How many men must we kill until patriarchy sits across the table from us and says, okay, stop. What must we do, so that you can stop this culling? As CBC describes it, El-Tahawi's new book calls for women to harness anger, attention-seeking, ambition, power, profanity, lust and violence in order to truly be liberated from what she describes as the tentacles of the octopus known as patriarchy. In her interview with the broadcaster, El-Tahawi said, I want people to imagine patriarchy as an octopus. The head of that octopus is patriarchy because that is the ideology that moves the eight tentacles of the octopus. And each one of those tentacles is what we call systems of oppression, or various institutions that oppress us. So it would be white supremacy, capitalism, misogyny, homophobia, bigotry, ableism, things like that. I want people to understand that patriarchy is not men, she caveated. I'm talking about an ideology that uses systems of institutions and oppressions to privilege male dominance. After insisting that patriarchy is not men, she went on to imagine killing a certain number of men a week in order to fight against it. El-Tahawi hit back at women who criticized her for defending violence, saying that those who did so were more upset and disturbed at the imaginary scenario of violence against your sons than the actual violence that is committed every day against your daughters or someone else's daughter, excluding the possibility that they might simply object to violence in general. Far from living under a mythical patriarchy that oppresses women, a recent study has shown that both men and women are more likely to prioritize women's welfare above that of men, and are more reluctant to harm women compared to men. Are you an insider at Google, Facebook, Twitter or any other tech company who wants to confidentially reveal wrongdoing or political bias at your company? Reach out to Alam Bokhari at his secure email address alambokhari@protonmail.com. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News.